Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, August the 10th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. And I discuss the ramifications of this constantly on my shows. And again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you've heard, I'll give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, on to the synopsis. Well, I'm going to start with the horrendous fiscal situation of Japan. Nobody seems either to know or to care in what, frankly, is a world full of reckless and extreme monetary policy. Japan, no doubt, takes the cake. So I haven't talked about Japan for a while, so I shall fill you in on the latest. Then I'm going to talk about Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, who is now the world's lone hecto-billionaire. So I'm going to talk at some length about Bezos, and I hope you will enjoy the newfound information. We're supposedly 7 years into a so-called recovery from the global economic collapse that began in 2008. You know, the often peddled mantra is that US gross domestic product showed a strong uptick for the second quarter in 2018, which is an annualized rate of 4.1%, which is nearly double that of the first quarter, which would be really great if it were true. But of course, as usual, the data tell a different story. And I think it's important for you to understand why it's different and what's different about it. It's not vital information, but certainly it's interesting information and definitely fodder for your conversation with your friends. Well, the Democrats and the mainstream media clearly are begging for war with Russia. And this has been going on now for a long time before Trump came to power. America is spending more on defense now than it was at the peak of the Cold War. So you can see that with there being no existential threats to America, this phony Cold War number 2.0 is now agitated to a fever pitch. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. Tesla announced its quarterly earnings, which were twice as bad as the previous quarter, which and this quarter was a record negative $717 million. I fail to understand why that company is still in business, but we'll talk a bit about it and see maybe if you have some ideas to share. Well, we really are into collective madness, socially speaking, ladies and gentlemen. Demonization has become a craft of the deep state. And, you know, it's quite ironic. Barack Obama, at the time of the elections when he was facing Mitt Romney, he told Romney in 2012 that Russia was no longer America's national security threat. I mean, this was out of the very words of Obama. And now look at the Democrats and where they've got to. And so you really have to believe that this is really more of a combined vicious attempt to do down Trump than anything else to do with the nitty-gritty of the information. So let's take a step back then and have a little perspective on Russia. This is an angle that's not addressed, as usual, by the mainstream media. If it were, I wouldn't be talking about it here. So some new information which I think you should be aware of. The other day I mentioned that Chicago was headed for the Detroit syndrome, and I talked a little bit about it, but I've got some more to say here, so I'm going to come almost to the end of the show with that comment, and then to finish off a little bit about Brexit and Theresa May, the British Prime Minister. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you three free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. If you would just send me an email and in the subject line write something like send me the shows or three free shows or comp the shows or something like that, I will understand and I will let you know what the codes are to the shows that you can then download and listen to. So I hope that after listening to those free shows, you'll choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unsafe times. And remember that you can select any free shows and you can get them from the Podbean archives. But I do recommend the show of the 29th of June, which was my mid-year assessment, which I think you will find useful and interesting. So let me finish with my information, which I give out on each of these short synopses, hopefully I remember, which I have this time, so here they are. My email address to which you should write to if you're interested in the show is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Let me repeat that, rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. I must confess I have not been very adroit at keeping those up on a daily basis recently, but you will find some interesting material there. So if you want to go to my Facebook page, which is a longer version of the Twitter page, it's www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. So the Twitter page is more the pithy one-liners that I come up with from time to time. And the Facebook page is stuff which doesn't really fit on the show but is worthy of mention. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you all a wonderful weekend. This is Richard Martin saying that I will be back here on Monday at the usual time. Take care. Until then, bye-bye.